This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. One recommendation in the Electric Industry Report on the U.S. power grid calls for the integration of distributed energy resources. That's a reference to power systems that generate on-site electricity independent of the grid. Companies that specialize in distributed power could wind up benefiting in the aftermath of the blackout. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Among the exhaust and piping systems that hum along beside the research and development facility at Cypress Semiconductor, there's a diesel generator.
We've got a 1-meg generator right here that'll just keep the life safety systems on, basically.
Kevin Kasekert, facilities manager at the Silicon Valley chipmaker, explains that the building must have backup power.
With all the chemicals and toxic gases that are used in there, we need to make sure that it keeps a vacuum in the exhaust so that any toxic chemicals aren't put out and inhaled by people.
After California's power problems and wrangling with Pacific Gas and Electric over pricing, California companies like Cypress are trying to be more self-sufficient. T.J. Rogers is the company's CEO.
I think our little bout with power outages that we had, the rolling blackout, caused a lot of us to harden our companies and make them less dependent on PG&E.
And there are signs that many companies in the Northeast may take the same lesson from the recent blackout. The phones have been ringing at Capstone Turbine Corporation, says CEO John Tucker.
There's been a flurry of activity in terms of last week's event.
Capstone makes fuel-efficient turbine engines that turn on when the power goes off. While the blackout wasn't exactly a happy occurrence, it does make CEO Tucker smile, at least a little.
Sometimes to be successful, you need a little bit of luck. Not that I'd wish another grid failure on our friends in the Northeast.
Observers say in the next few years, events may continue to give companies like Capstone the chance to educate consumers about their product. The blackout in the Northeast focused attention on the need for more backup transmission lines to bring power between regions and states. But energy regulation attorney Sandy Williams thinks that may be an expensive and unpopular solution.
People don't want to live under power lines. They don't want to lose the forest. When you take a power line and extend it for 1,500 miles, you'd be surprised how many people get upset about that.
Williams says this leaves an opening for localized power generation, also known as distributed generation. Sanyo and Frito-Lay have installed Capstone's turbine engines as backup power. Dow Chemical and Equity Office Properties, which owns 700 buildings, are both investing in distributed generation systems. Companies can choose from a growing array of technologies: natural gas-powered turbine engines, wind, solar power, and fuel cells. But they are still evolving and, in some cases, very expensive. For the most part, companies are looking to these systems not as a primary source of energy, but as backup and supplemental sources. Cypress Semiconductor also spent more than $2 million installing hundreds of solar panels on top of its buildings. CEO Rogers says it's a way to fight the rising cost of energy.
After you spend the money, the power is free, and you calculate how long you have to wait before your reduced power bill offsets the cost you put in it, and you make money with it, so it's a straight economic decision.
The company that installed Cypress's solar panels, Power Light, says its business has been doubling every year for the last decade. Still, many companies that develop technologies for distributed generation systems are small and struggling. Neil McCatty, an energy analyst at Morgan Keegan, thinks the boost in awareness about distributed generation from the blackout is likely to be a limited one.
It's not good to lose power for 30 hours, but at the end of the day, if it was sort of a one-time event and doesn't happen for another 4 or 5 years, then I'm not sure it'll still be on the front burner.
Nonetheless, McCatty thinks in the long run, rising fuel prices, problems with the grid, and increasingly better technologies bode well for the future of distributed generation. Laura Seidel, NPR News.